Sadly, way too many of those who call themselves by Christ's name, Christians, have far too cozy a relationship with sin. There's almost a flippancy when it comes to this old-fashioned notion of repentance. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The truth is that we court sin, we entertain her at our own peril. Sin always has consequences. It did way back when for Adam and Eve, and it still does now. But in this world where apparently anything goes, it's so easy for so-called Christians to cozy up to sin, to hang on to their favourite one, as though it doesn't matter. Way back in 1656, a man by the name of John Owen wrote a book with a somewhat mortifying title of The Mortification of Sin. In other words, it was about putting the sin in our lives to death. Basking in the warm glow of 21st century postmodernism, that all seems just a little bit harsh, just a tad old-fashioned. Putting something to death is, after all, an incredibly strong response. Executions are, after all, incredibly final. Writes the Apostle Paul to his friends in Colossae, Colossians chapter 3, verses 5-8. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. John Mortimer put it this way: the life, vigor, and comfort of our spiritual life depend much on the mortification of sin. Make no mistake, the grace of God in Jesus Christ is completely free. But sin, which lives on in the flesh, will without doubt drain the life out of you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus died and rose again so that you could overcome the sin in your life. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv.